You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A kind of a shocking study came out saying that diabetics who tried to lose weight still did not prevent heart attacks. And so all this talk about trying to get people to lose weight and the stress of losing weight in this one study, it's showing it didn't help, kind of, you know, rattles. What are we supposed to do if we're diabetic and try to prevent heart disease? So we're going to talk about that. Also, a study has come out saying guys that wear a simple white T-shirt, a simple short-sleeved T-shirt, has sometimes a better chance of attracting women than if you wore something else. Are you kidding me? A simple white T-shirt. How do you keep it clean? That's what I want to know. Apparently, we have contact lenses with UV protection. That is brilliant. A lot of cool stuff we're going to talk about, as well as some grilling techniques for safety. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy for your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, many of you have kind of weighed in on this one case that we were talking about, where somebody in the gym had apparently been in the female bathroom, and she had collapsed. Well, somebody in the female locker room or the female bathroom came out to tell somebody who was working at the fitness center. He was not allowed to go into the women's restroom. And because he wasn't allowed to go into the women's restroom, according to his job duty, he had to wait for the other female employee to get in. It took him a few minutes to finally call 911. The woman in the bathroom ended up dying. And now the worker and the gym is being sued and under investigation for this case. Some of you have weighed in on that. Let's get to your phone calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Ron. I got an idea with that plan of fitness. Why didn't that lady be a good Samaritan that was already in the bathroom? Why didn't she call 911 right away?
Mm-hmm.
She could have surveyed the scene and looked at it and decided to call and then yell for help. And if that's not the case, why couldn't she have been the witness with the door open and guy could have called 911 and they all could have been together in on it, you know, and it could have saved that girl's life. That's a sad situation, you know.
No, it's a ridiculous situation. And, you know, to recap, you know, what we had been talking about the other day, you know, the idea of somebody of the alternate sex going into somebody else's bathroom, put so many companies up for liability that now you have a case of somebody who is possibly dying because they didn't know if she was dying or not. And you have an employee scared to death of entering the women's bathroom. Now, common sense should dictate that if there is an emergency, you could do whatever you need to help that person. Like, for example, CPR. Some of you have asked about CPR and ripping off clothes, etc., ripping off bras. Okay, I mean, calm down. Don't get excited about it. But to perform CPR, you don't necessarily have to start ripping off clothes. Loosening clothes is important, and many of us in the ER have to do it. We got to get the people out of the clothes. But you could still perform CPR with somebody in a bra. You can. Okay? So if you're afraid of being later sued or litigated for undressing somebody you're trying to save, first of all, if you save that person's life, that person is an idiot to sue you. But if you're afraid that something like that could happen, my suggestion is before any of these emergencies happen, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's out on the street, already have a plan in place. So, for example, okay, if a worker is told at a facility to not go into the female bathroom if he's male, there should be some specification of what to do if it's an emergency. Okay, can I call 911? Can 911 be the witness? Can one of the gym members be a witness? Can one of the personal trainers that are at the gym be a witness? Okay, do I leave the door open? Do I rush in, throw something against the door so it's open, and then I try to resuscitate the patient type of thing while I'm waiting for 911? Have an action plan. You should not have somebody stand around for 4.5 minutes not knowing what to do until they finally call 911 because they can't go into the female bathroom. Okay? Period. Now, who knows? Did he stand around because he thought it was a trap? Somebody comes in saying, oh my gosh, you need to come into the women's bathroom. So he's afraid to come into the women's bathroom, and then somebody's going to go into the cash register. I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking, why it took 4.5 minutes to call 911, but that's what they're alleging. But have a plan. If somebody drops in front of you out on the street, your plan is this. You call 911. Then you go over to the patient, or the person or the victim. You make sure that you and the victim are not in a situation where you could be in more danger. For example, if a patient falls in the middle of traffic, you're deciding to bend over the patient in the middle of traffic and then cause you to be hit by a car just makes matters worse for the original victim, which is why we always tell you all to not become a victim yourself. It makes matters worse. And it's not because so much we're just trying to protect you, but think about it. If you get bloodied, or let's say there's an electrical wire that's electrocuting them, you becoming a victim does no good. And in fact, it now takes more resources away from the original victim, and now you're hurt. So you want to make sure, again, you, when you go up to a person that you are not going to become a victim yourself. Then you call 911 and they will talk you through the CPR. They'll tell you what to do. If they tell you to remove the clothing, you do it. If they don't, they don't. All of that will be on tape and a recording to protect you. Most of the time, you could check for breathing, you could check for circulation, you could examine them without having to start ripping off their clothes, okay? Unless if the 911 operator says, look, something's choking them, remove it, okay? Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Ah! Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Squatty Potty for sponsoring this segment of the show. Don't forget to check out SquattyPottyStore.com. Squatty Potty helps people poop by bringing their body to the natural position that we were supposed to poop in, all while you're still sitting on the toilet. Pretty easy to use. I have one, and I love it. Check it out at SquattyPotty.com. All right, so astronomers have discovered many more planets, and three of these suckers are actually habitable, meaning in the zone around the star where liquid water could exist. I guess the Galice 667 C star is orbited between 5 and 7 planets and is part of a triple star system known as Galice 667. According to Guilherme Anglada Escude of the University of Göttingen in Germany, he says, we've identified three strong signals in the star before, but it was possible that smaller planets were hidden in the data. He led the study, he re-examined the existing data, adding some new observations, and applied two different data analysis methods, especially designed to deal with multi-planet signal detection. Now, I don't know about astronomy, but I gotta tell you, that is cool if they could figure out that there's another planet out there with water. Okay, now, yes, I am scared to death that people could invade our planet, absolutely, I think that's possible. I just try not to think about that at night. They said both methods, I don't know which methods, but he used a bunch, yielded the same answer. There are 5 very secure signals and up to 7 low-mass planets in short-period orbits around the star. They say this Galactic 667C solar system is striking similar to ours, strikingly similar, and that the 3 planets identified as habitable are confirmed to be super-Earths, planets that have more mass than Earth, but less mass than larger planets like Uranus and Neptune. No, I'm not insulting you. The star is 22, for those of you that are trying to find this on your GPS or your Google Maps, the star is just 22 light years away from the constellation of Scorpius, the Scorpion. Now, 22 light years away is pretty close to our solar system, according to astronomers. And they say it's within the sun's neighborhood. I guess the sun has a neighborhood. Sun doesn't need a neighborhood watch because it sends out all those flares. And it's much closer to the star systems that are currently investigated using telescopes, such as the planet-hunting Kepler Space Telescope. Planet-hunting. You see how they're trying to make this sound interesting? You know, to those of us that kind of like hunting and stuff, they're like, you know what, if we call it planet-hunting, maybe we'll pay attention to this whole astronomy bit. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, you want to know what that means to me? Is back in the second grade, we learned the planets of our solar system, right? My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas, right? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, my very educated mother just Jupiter served Saturn, us, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Okay, now that we have all these extra planets, there is no way to memorize the suckers. I don't even know if my kids are learning about planets because there's so many called G7832, ampersand, I don't know what they're naming them. So the more we learn, the less we realize we know. Didn't we all feel smart coming home, telling our parents about the my very educated mother, right? Didn't we, right? We're like, I know all the planets. And you'd say the planets, you had these little planet systems. We were able to identify Jupiter with the big eye and Saturn with the rings. And we felt like we were all smart. And now the more planets they find, the more dumb we feel. You know, I'm wondering if someday somebody's going to say, you know what, let's just stop right here. We all have absolutely no self-esteem. We all feel stupid. Let's just stop and feel like we know everything there is to know. Then, when everybody gets bored and sick of feeling all smart, then we'll go and we'll learn some more stuff. But all I know is the more these studies come out, I feel like, oh, Lord have mercy, I know nothing. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So, one study confusing people, but the more you think about it, it makes sense, says a large clinical trial has showed that people that lose weight, if they're diabetic, still did not prevent heart disease. So what are we supposed to tell our diabetics to do? Now, unfortunately, in the medical field, many of us are a little bit more pessimistic. Once you have diabetes, you are behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease. My father is the perfect example. He lost weight. He watched his diet. He took his medication. He took his aspirin a day. His sugar was in normal control. His cholesterol was in normal control. And not only did he have a heart attack, he had a massive one. There is something about getting diabetes, even though you could cure it, and we'll tell you how, all right, which kind of goes against the study a little bit, but there's something about diabetes and the type of diabetes that sticks that is extremely dangerous, and it's because of the stickiness, okay? You have different bad cholesterol. You have the plaque formation, maybe the fatty liver. There's a variety of things that happen to a diabetic, and that's why I think they're more prone for heart disease. Now, some of your diabetics that get diabetes because of being overweight, they get the lap band or a gastric bypass surgery, they lose the weight, they're not diabetic anymore. Or we have patients with cancer, they get cancer, their metabolism rises, they don't have blood sugar issues anymore. All right. That may be a different mechanism for their diabetes. I'm on the truckers forum a lot, talking to truckers, and one of them had asked me about this study that came out saying two meals a day could prevent diabetes as opposed to eating multiple little meals. And I told him, well, it doesn't help all diabetics. That may only help one of the types of diabetics. And I'm not saying types of diabetics, diabetic type 1 or type 2. I'm saying if you get diabetes, not everybody gets diabetes the same way. Some of us, they think, get diabetes because a virus hits the pancreas and causes us to give out less insulin. Other people get diabetes because of genetics, okay? They're going to be born with the gene that causes them not to produce the insulin like they need to when they're young. Some of us get diabetes because we have programmed in our genes that by the time we're 50 or 60, we're going to have diabetes. Some of us get diabetes because we eat and we drink like crap. We turn ourselves into diabetics, and the pancreas is fine. Some of us get diabetes because genetically we don't know how to deal with the sugar that we bring in and the insulin, and something happens where our body can't figure it out. All right, and then some of us get diabetes. There was another reason I forgot. Obesity, was it? Well, I might have already said that, but there was another reason. So if you have a study that comes out saying you could cut your meals to just two meals a day and cure your diabetes, that doesn't mean it works for all diabetics. Just like people who do the lap band or the gastric bypass and lose weight, okay, many people will lose their diabetes if that's what caused their diabetes. But if obesity did not cause your diabetes and you were diabetic even when you were skinny, then the weight loss won't. You see? Okay, so going into this study, they looked at 5,200 patients, and the study lasted 11 years, funded by the National Institutes of Health, published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Okay, basically, patients were randomly assigned to either be encouraged to do lots of dieting and exercising or in a control group or to be counseled about their diabetes. The dieting and exercise used to work, okay? But in this study, they found that preventing heart attacks, chest pain, strokes, little difference. 403 of the 2,600 dieters had heart attacks compared to 418 of those in the control group. There was not as much of a statistically significant difference. So why? Well, they say maybe patients in the control group were slightly more likely to be taking cholesterol-lowering medications. Maybe the statin medications protected them. Maybe it's more than just diet and exercise, and that's exactly what I've said. Okay, there is something about diabetes that can put your heart behind the, it could put you at risk and put you behind the eight ball when it comes to diabetes. Pretty scary stuff. And at that point, your job is to try to figure out what type of diabetes you have. If you can't, play it safe and protect the heart. Now, many of my diabetics say, Dr. Dahlia, don't give me a cholesterol medication because I don't want to take any more medication than my diabetes medication. Well, I'm of the thinking that anybody with diabetes should be on a statin. I think if my dad took the statin, he'd be alive today. These statin medications prevent that plaque from breaking off. And that's what happens with diabetics. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Listen up, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so iron deficiency causing psychiatric disorders in kids. There's a new study led by Taiwanese researcher Dr. Ya-Mei Bai links iron deficiency anemia with several psychiatric conditions like depression, bipolar, attention deficit, even autism. Now, the study reviewed data maintained at the Taiwan National Insurance Database from nearly 15,000 children and adolescents. According to Fox News, those with low iron levels, the risk of being diagnosed with bipolar disorder was 580% higher than those with normal iron levels. The increased risk associated with low iron and major depression was 234%. Those with low iron had a risk of developing attention deficits of disorder that was 167% greater than those with normal iron levels. Now, how would anybody be low in iron in this day and age? Well, remember, the study was done, okay, looking at the Taiwan National Insurance Database. Maybe in America, our diets may be more fortified with iron, but if you notice, our formula has to be fortified with iron. A lot of times, there's iron put into the food. You know, one of the risks, one of the issues we see with parents that we always have to watch out for is they will start their kids on whole milk prior to them turning 1 year old. Baby formula gets expensive. Now, I remember when my kid, the second kid, was about 9 months old. And I was giving my older kid, who was about 3 years old, you know, milk in a sippy cup. I remember one of our relatives was over saying, well, go ahead and give milk to the nine-month-old. And I said, I can't. He's not allowed to have milk until he's a year. They go, why? Does the milk hurt him? No, the milk doesn't hurt him. It's just they could become iron deficient if they aren't getting foods that have iron. And so if your nine-month-old is a picky eater, they're going to get most of their nutrition from breastfeeding or from the formula, which is why we hold off whole milk by year one. Now, have I had parents say, please, Dahlia, can I start them early? We can't afford the formula. I have parents that ask me, but I say, look, you got to make it work. Or we get them set up with a program that helps moms get food for babies. But unfortunately, we do in America see parents not realize, and they start giving the babies regular milk, and they aren't getting the iron. Now, iron is extremely important in forming myelin. Myelin is the insulation that surrounds nerve cells. Myelin is what, unfortunately, starts to decrease in people with multiple sclerosis. Now, this myelin allows the electrical conduction to proceed down the axons that reach out to other nerve cells and muscle. It is extremely important to be able to have those myelin sheaths around the nerve cells. If you've ever known somebody that has multiple sclerosis, that has issues with their myelin and ability to maintain it, they have major issues with pain, trying to move, muscle tone, etc. All right. Iron also is necessary for the proper function of the brain, regulating serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine. The only problem is if you have a child whose iron levels are fine and you start giving them iron, iron overload could also hurt. So if you're concerned about iron deficiency, then you look at supplements, okay? But don't start supplementing before you know. Now, for now, the Taiwanese data, they say, mean that all children should be tested for iron deficiency anemia and have that deficiency corrected as early as possible. For those young people affected with psychiatric disorders who turn out to be iron deficient, doctors should correct those deficiencies and then see if the antidepressants or other medications are necessary. Now, that would be cool if many kids' moods, disorders, etc., could be solved by iron. Again, that's only if they're deficient. Now, already there's a lot of talk about fish oil, giving kids fish oil. You wouldn't have to give the kids fish oil if they were already eating the fish. They'd also be getting their iron. You know, the problem with these supplements is you can't put real food into these pills. We got to start getting our kids to eat fish. I understand you want to watch the mercury. I get that. There's ways to screen for too much mercury, but still, it's definitely in children's advantages to try to eat the regular food. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study has come out saying menopausal hormone replacement therapy does not cause cognitive problems. They looked at menopausal women aged 50 to 55 who took a common form of hormone replacement therapy for about 7 years, and they were no more likely to have cognitive problems in their 60s than those who were not taking hormone replacement therapy. They say the findings contrast an earlier study saying people who were taking, remember, hormones. This was a study we talked about saying those who take hormone replacement therapy have more cognitive deficits. I never saw that with my patients. It never made sense to me. This study refutes that one. So they're trying to tell people that women who are taking hormone replacement therapy should not worry about cognitive issues. Now, some people claim that it actually prevents cognitive issues because if you're trying to give a speech like I was, and I start having a hot flash in my 30s in front of everybody, that speech stopped in its tracks. I wasn't having cognitive issues, it's just I was dealing with a hot flash. So somebody could argue that if you successfully deal with your hot flashes, then you'll be able to cognate better. I like that argument. Make sure, though, you're not at risk for breast cancer. If you are on hormone replacement therapy, make sure you're getting your mammograms, your breast exams done regularly. Also, make sure that you're getting your heart checked. Make sure you're also not prone to stroke, clotting disorders, etc. Never smoke on your hormone replacement therapy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC DALI, this pig virus. Remember we talked about this little piglet virus? It has now spread to 200 U.S. farm sites. It is a swine virus that is deadly to young piglets. It had never before been seen in North America, has now spiked to 199 sites in 13 states. Iowa, the largest U.S. hog producer, has the most sites testing positive for this porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. 102 sites as of June 10th. The state raises on average 30 million hogs each year, according to the Iowa Pork Producers Association, IPPA. Now, this virus is called the PEDV, and it is fatal to very young pigs. Causes diarrhea, vomiting, and dehydration, according to Fox News. Can also sicken older hogs, but they tend to be surviving this better. Now, the virus at this point does not appear to be to pose a human risk. It also does not look like it spreads to animals, other animals. And they also say that if you eat a pig that was infected with this virus, it's safe for people to eat. It's just, what the hell is this? So pig veterinarians are trying to determine how the virus is spreading from one farm to another farm and state to state. They're also looking at the livestock transportation system. Now, they say most of these pigs are ingesting contaminated feces, the ones that are getting sick. And sometimes people could transmit the feces by their dirty boots or their dirty nails. If any of you have pig feces underneath your nails, I please urge you to wash your hands. Okay? This virus was first diagnosed in China back in 2010, had killed a million piglets. It is a very rapidly spreading type of pig virus. Pretty scary stuff, but they are not linking the U.S. outbreak of this piglet virus to the one in China. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another story finds, another study finds that third-hand smoke causes damage to human DNA. Third-hand smoke is smoke that is left on people's clothing, on carpets, on wall hangings. They found that it is mutagenic and causes DNA damage. So not only are we at risk for cancer from first-hand smoke or second-hand smoke, they're also looking at third-hand smoke, DNA damage. Pretty scary stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and the Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I know I'm trying to keep these things organized. I'm getting there. Also, for those of you that want to catch the three Pawn Stars episodes I've been on, we have some YouTube clips on YouTube of those, as well as the list of the shows on the website. Please check that out. Also, don't forget to check out the Freeze Dry Guy specials for June and July, as well as Squatty Potty and any of the latest specials with Squatty Potty. Helps you poop. I love it. All right, so still a lot more to talk about. It says bulletproof backpacks now for children are an absolute hit, and sales have been booming. Ever since the Sandy Hook massacre, companies have tried to find ways. I mean, actually, they've been trying to find ways for years. But we've heard so much more about this in the media, how there are vests and jackets and chalkboards. Well, they're not called chalkboards anymore. They're called whiteboards that are supposed to be bulletproof. But a backpack was created by Colombian businessman Miguel Caballero, dubbed the Armani of bulletproof clothes. And he has designed children's backpacks in response to demand from parents after the Sandy Hook massacre. Pretty scary stuff, all right? Six teachers and, of course, 20 children were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut. You know, my big concern with that and bulletproof backpacks is, you know, if the backpacks are all thrown to the side, yes, that is something somebody could hopefully run and grab. But this Adam Lanza didn't give people much notice. All right. And so in addition to backpacks, there's a market for actual bulletproof clothing. So if the kids are wearing their jackets or their vests, they could still run in a corner and hopefully still have some protection. Now, bulletproof clothing and backpacks have been around for a while. The Kevlar that people have used ever since the Virginia Tech shooting, there was a huge demand for these bulletproof backpacks where there's a Kevlar coating, and it showed how people could actually hide behind their backpack. I mean, it would have to be a pretty big backpack for some of us, but at least you could cover your head and your chest and hopefully only sustain non-life-threatening injuries. God forbid there is a shooting. But the backpacks that Mr. Caballero has launched are under the MC Kids brand, and the U.S. distribution rights were secured by Elite Sterling Security. Timothy Hogan of Elite Sterling Security said he was delighted with the take-up since the backpacks went on sale in March. They cost $250 each, but the company has already sold 300 of them. They look really cute. You got the boys' backpack, you got the girls' backpack, and they say it does provide a lot of protection. They have proven that it could sustain multiple shots with pretty high caliber weapons. They say it's supposed to be an added safety measure, no different than wearing seatbelts in your car. I'm actually for this. I mean, if you want to send your kids to school with a backpack that's not overly heavy, that has some bulletproofing available, why the hell not? I mean, you know, some people were arguing when we were talking about guards at the school that could damage the kids' psychological frame of mind. You know, if you have cops around the school, it'll freak kids out. How many kids get freaked out when a police officer visits the school? Kids love police officers. They all want to run up and say hi to him. People think police officers and firemen are cool. Anytime cops came to our school, I loved it. I was like, hey, how's it going? Some of them were there on business. Some of them weren't. But, I don't think it damaged our psyche. In Israel schools, armed guards are just common. They're a given. Okay? I mean, in Israel, people are used to armed guards all the time. It's to protect them. That's just a way of life. Nobody is psychologically unstable for that. So same thing, giving kids a backpack, telling the kids that the backpack is like a shield, like a Captain America shield, as long as they know only certain types of backpacks, you don't want them to grab any one of them, is, I think, perfectly fine and is not going to mess the kids up. In fact, my kids, before any of this happened when they were younger, asked me what to do if there's a bad guy. When kids see these shows, even if it's Iron Man or, I don't know if Dora has any bad guys on it, but if there's a bad guy, what can I use to protect myself, Mom? And they have every right to ask. Absolutely. Well, this is where you hide. This is how you call 911. We go through drills with the kids. It's extremely important. So when parents say, no, I'm not going to get a backpack for my kid because it's going to psychologically traumatize them, I think these kids will think that kind of stuff is cool, thinking they have a shield that they could hover behind is not going to make them. They're going to feel like they're walking to school with the shield. I don't think it's going to freak them out. OK. And again, and if approached with the kids right. So, are these companies being opportunistic? I don't know, but if it saves kids' lives, fine. That's capitalism at its finest. All right? And as long as they can prove that these suckers work against high-caliber rifles, assault weapons, I'm ecstatic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Contact lenses with UV protection. This is exactly what we need because UV light damages the retina. Contact lenses, they say, with UV protection help reduce or eliminate the UV rays that would normally strike the naked eye, according to Dr. Carl Sitek, professor of optometry at Pacific University College of Optometry. He's also a member of the American Academy of Ophthalmology. All right, he said one of the most common effects is photokeratitis, which is basically a sunburn of the eye. We know UV light can damage the skin. Of course, it can damage the eye as well. Even though people that sunburn their eye, it usually resolves within 24 and 48 hours because your cornea is pretty regenerative, you could still have long-term damage to the retina. So, in addition, you have age-related macular degeneration, which is the number one cause of blindness in people as we age. So the lenses are regulated by the FDA. They come in two categories of protection. You got the class 1 blockers that are recommended for high exposure environments like the beach. They block more than 90% of UVA rays, 99% of UVB rays. Then you have class 2 blockers recommended for everyday conditions, and they block the 70% of the UVA, 95% of UVB. And I think AccuView has them, CyberVision, Precision, Bausch & Lomb. So if you are going to get contact lenses, it may not hurt to get the ones that offer UV protection. They should have a label on the box, all right, advertising that they have UV protection. Just don't assume that your contact lenses has them, just like with sunglasses. Sunglasses have UV protection, but not all of them have the same amount. Usually the sunglasses will have this little removable sticker that you can take out, take off, and that'll tell you how much protection you have. Pretty good stuff. I mean, just a lot of us underestimate. Also, with grilling, okay, there are ways to grill safely, all right? And we always get concerned about cancer and cancerous substances when we grill. First, they say to make sure to clean your grill, okay? You got to get rid of the grease, the grime, the gook, etc. They say trim the excess fat. Choose leaner proteins so you don't have extra HCAs or PAHs, which are your heterocyclic amines and your polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. They seem to form when the sizzling fat drips onto the heat source, making smoke. Don't overcook, char, or burn your meat. Make sure you marinate. That always helps. And don't forget to keep your hands clean so you're not spreading salmonella. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you again. Be safe and God bless.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.